I wasn't even listening right there, so I don't know what he just said.
You can't say, I don't know what you want me to say. You fucking say something.
Fuck, dude, I have no idea.
I guess it depends on if Justin Bieber's bodyguards were with him.
I don't know what you guys want to fucking talk about, though.
He is going to freak out on me.
Welcome to our 12th and hopefully last episode of Rant City. I am your host, Taylor. With me today is Cole S.
What's up, coal miners?
And Notch.
Hi, Gabes.
We got plenty of topics to talk about today, and Notch is going to give us his thoughts on several of these topics right now. First off, Notch, what do you think of Andrew Luck?
Well, guys, he is clearly the key to a franchise. The Indianapolis Colts did the right thing by getting that old piece of shit quarterback, Peyton Manning, out of there, who chokes in the playoffs year in, year out. Then he gets my boy, Andrew Luck, who takes him to two consecutive playoff appearances. One is a rookie who, in this high-flying passing offense, throws up godly numbers all by himself. And then in the second year, totally new offensive coordinator, boom, in the playoffs again.
And Luck had a lot of help with your boy Trent Richardson too, right?
Man, Trent is the shit. Man, that guy, you put those two together, we're talking championships for years. This guy can run the ball. He can catch the ball. It doesn't matter how many yards he puts up. It's about intangibles. The guy runs hard. He tries. He's always there for the team. Night in, night out, he shows up. He gets you your 60 yards, probably four catches and 20 yards.
Well, didn't Donald Brown outperform Trent Richardson in every way?
Because he was more adequate with that system. Trent just got to the Colts this season, so give him a year offseason to practice, learn the playbook. He'll outperform that piece of shit Donald Brown any day of the week.
Good point, Notch.
So the coaching staff didn't have enough time to get Trent ready. How important are coaching staffs?
Oh, in the NFL, coaching is everything. But see, Trent just wasn't there. But, you know, if they'd have had a coach like, say, I don't know, an offensive coordinator like Josh McDaniels, fuck, he'd have been a 2,000-yard back easy.
And how many draft picks would you give up in fantasy for Trent?
Give up my whole draft for Trent. I'd probably give up, no, in all honesty, I'd give up a 1 and a 3, something like that. I mean, me and Gabe's, oh man, I suckered him out of freaking Trent this year. I gave him a 1 and a 3 in a keeper league for Trent. So I got my boy Trent and Andrew Luck. I'm rolling deep. Wu-Tangs or bust, man. That's what I'm doing.
So that was a pretty good trade for Notch, right, Cole S?
I guess I'm not really in agreement, but
how can you not like that? I got freaking Andrew Luck and Trent.
And T.Y.
And T.Y.
Oh, my boy, T.Y. You just got to roll with the Colts. Andrew Luck is going to take my team. I might as well change my name from freaking the Lucky Ducks to the freaking Indianapolis Colts, because I draft all Colts, man.
All right, should we move on to some NBA?
Sure, why not?
How important are stretch fours in the NBA today?
They are everything. I'm basically, what you're asking me here is about Kevin Love, right?
Yes.
MVP Kevin Love?
Yes.
Well, Kevin Love doesn't have enough players around him, but he is a franchise player. The guy hits three-pointers consistently. This guy's putting up 30 points a game. I mean, he's way better than Kevin Durant. Let's just put it that way. I mean, I would my top three would easily be LeBron, Kevin Love, and I don't know, I'd probably like Fag in there too. Kevin Martin. You know, that's going to be my top three players.
So you'd rather have Kevin Love than LaMarcus Aldridge? Even though LaMarcus Aldridge is better in every way.
LaMarcus Aldridge don't hit threes, man. He doesn't put up nearly the rebounds that K-Love does. K-Love is a leader. That guy hustles.
He pouts every game.
Name one time. Prove it.
Do you want to use stats to back your argument, Notch?
Well, I can, but I don't see why I have to. His game speaks for himself. I don't have to prove that K-Love is good. You prove to me that LaMarcus Aldridge is better than K-Love. You can't do it.
He's black.
Wow, one argument. I can say Kevin Love rebounds, team leader, hustle. I don't get me started on the intangibles.
LaMarcus Aldridge does all those things.
With a better team. So, you know, he's riding the coattails of all the role players around him.
Okay, moving on. We're going to switch to coaches in the NFL. Notch, what do you think of Josh McDaniels?
Love him. I mean, do you want me to go into details on how he drafted a franchise quarterback in Tim Tebow that all he does is win?
And what did he do with Tebow?
Won a playoff game. How many other coaches that year could say that?
What do you think of the system?
Also, the guy that you said the Indianapolis Colts got rid of, who is garbage.
Who?
Brought the Broncos to the Super Bowl this year.
Did he win it? I'm just curious.
Let's say, would you say Josh McDaniels is the best head coach in the NFL if he had that position? And
yes.
Definitely best offensive coordinator.
Oh, offensive coordinator, it's not even a question. Look at what he did with guys like, say, I don't know, Matt Castle. Can you say 10-6 is a record?
What did he do with Sam Bradford?
Sam Bradford's a pile of shit. He's no Andrew Luck. He's no Tim Tebow. Guys, you got to realize what you're looking at. Sam Bradford is a bust.
Sam Bradford is no Tim Tebow.
Oh, I would take Tim Tebow 6 times before I would take freaking Sam
Bradford. How many playoff wins does Sam Bradford have?
0. How many does Tim Tebow have? 1. Come on, guys.
How important are intangibles in sports?
Oh, they're everything. That and coaching. If you have intangibles in coaching, you're going to win championships.
All right, final topic we're going to discuss with Notch before he has to leave is quarterbacks and Super Bowl wins. Would you take Trent Dilfer or Dan Marino?
Trent Dilfer.
Why?
Super Bowl ring, bro. I mean, how many does Dan Marino have? Tell me how many Super Bowl rings Dan Marino has.
0.
How many does Trent Dilfer have?
1.
How many does Brad Johnson have?
1.
Greater quarterbacks. Who's a better quarterback, Eli or Peyton? Eli has 2 rings, Peyton 1, and chokes twice in the Super Bowl. All
right, you got to take off, right, Notch?
Yeah, I'll see you guys later.
All right, Gabe's is going to step in, fill in for Notch. He has to leave, so we'll welcome Gabe's right now.
Sup?
How's it going, man?
Not too bad.
So we're going to kind of discuss the topics that Notch just touched on.
Oh, great.
What do you think of Andrew Luck?
I mean, he's an okay quarterback. He's in a run-heavy offense and doesn't do shit.
What do you think of Kevin Love?
Fucking garbage. How many playoff appearances or anything with the Wolves does he have?
So you'd rather have LaMarcus Aldridge?
Oh, clearly. Guy's a man among boys.
That is true. And Josh McDaniels, he's pretty good, right?
Are you kidding me? He drafted Tim Tebow in the first round. Off of what credentials?
Does his playoff win not matter?
What playoff win?
When he was with the Broncos.
I believe that was under John Fox, wasn't it?
No.
We're talking about Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Tim Tebow?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, does it matter because he had a great defense that year, and he got it to his boy Demaryius, who gave him that Super or that playoff victory.
Is he better than Sam Bradford?
Oh. Tim Tebow? Are you kidding me? Wait, he didn't honestly say Tim Tebow is better than Sam Bradford, did he?
He did.
Oh, Notch.
He was in true form tonight.
Yeah. What is more important, athleticism and skill or intangibles?
And coaching.
Obviously, I'm hoping he said athleticism and skill.
He said intangibles. Your thoughts on that?
Clearly, I don't even know. That's half the reason why he loves Kevin Love. I mean, it's all about hustle, I guess, but it's a terrible strategy to have. I have a bunch of white 55s running around out there, not doing shit, but oh, they get the ball whenever it's on the ground. Or guys who can ball like Malik Smith and Mathieu. I mean, clearly you want skill.
Do you like 7-footers that shoot threes?
I don't know. Doubt it.
You mentioned that during the Kevin Love segment, so I thought.
Oh, I don't even know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I have 2 quarterbacks here. Who would you rather have to lead your team? Trent Dilfer or Dan Marino?
You're joking, right? This is a serious question.
This is a serious question.
Dan Marino any day of the week.
And why is that?
Because he's a great player. I mean, his stats, if Notch wants to throw stats in everybody's face, he's the greatest freaking quarterback to almost play the game. He has almost all the passing records. When he retired at the time, he had his name across every record book. Let me guess, because they have Super Bowl wins, that's why they're better than...
Notch picked Dilfer.
You're shitting me.
Well, he does have a Super Bowl ring, dude.
Oh, God, his logic is fucking terrible.
All right, should we move on?
Yes.
So I don't know if you guys are watching Penis today, but they're talking about the Mount Rushmore of the NBA.
Okay.
Who would you guys have up there?
I think
LeBron's was like MJ,
Magic. Well, this is all time.
Yeah. MJ, Bird, Magic Johnson, and I think he had Oscar Robertson in there.
I think MJ, Oscar Robinson, and Magic are fair. You could probably... I don't know if I'd do Larry Bird, not even close, but maybe...
That was... I mean, like, that was a given for most people, I guess.
The top three?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I would either put... Like, you could put Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or Bill Russell or Wilt.
You gotta pick four.
Yeah. I'm saying any of those three are better than...
Locked in the three, and then he's...
And I do
so
believe...
you're cutting out Bird and putting in Kareem.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing?
MJ, Magic, Bill Russell.
Mello.
And Hakeem Olajuwon.
Just because of that Geico commercial or what?
I don't even know what commercial you're talking about.
I don't know either.
Where he runs around blocking everybody doing a thing. And
that's the Kenny Mutombo, but okay.
Oh, shit.
I'll throw in Kareem for mine.
Kareem?
Guy can ball, man.
Well, okay, so...
So you're MJ, Magic, Kareem, and who? Who's the third for
I'll
you
go with Bird.
Okay.
So...
I'm not saying Bird would do anything. Like, this is, like, just taking them at that time.
Yep.
Yeah. Because if Bird came back right now and LeBron was guarding him, he'd score 0 points. Yeah. That's just that simple.
Well, at the end of James's career, because this is basically what the conversation was, is he says he will be up there or they'll have to make room for him at the top.
Right.
I believe he can be that good.
What do you think of that, Cole S?
Too soon to tell.
Well, it's just
he's pretty good, though.
I'm just projecting that if he continues to do what he does...
He's not even the best player in the NBA right now, so...
Who is?
Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant does it on... Puts up more points. He doesn't, like, play the defense
I would rather have Durant.
I'm not going to argue...
Just be happy I didn't say Melo.
I'm not going to argue, because they are pretty 1-2, and it's... This year, they're close, but last year... I mean, LeBron was still a step ahead of KD.
Well, last year, now he's
but
not.
But KD is way better scorer, I believe. He's just a pure scorer.
Yeah, he is a better scorer.
I'm not going to argue that. I mean, it's a toss-up this year.
Melo's a better scorer, too. Next topic.
He takes more shots.
You guys wanted to talk about some dude named Ray Farmer.
The Browns are the worst. I guess that's pretty much all you have to say.
Well, this is just going to be an agreeing
expand upon that,
topic.
Though.
Well, they just... They bring in a CEO and a GM, hire a coach, sign them to, I don't know, 3 or 4 year contract, fire the fucking coach, hire a new coach, then they fire the guys that hired the new coach, promote a guy, and the first thing that comes out is a story about how that wouldn't have been the coach that he picked.
So no one is where they should be in that organization is what you're saying.
Correct.
They just kind of happen to end in those spots.
And, like, the players are just dumbfounded.
Like
there was a bunch of anonymous quotes. One player said, this is just business as usual being a Cleveland Brown.
Okay.
One player said he was more dumbfounded than when they traded Trent to the Colts, and that's saying something.
Yeah,
but that worked out in their favor.
So far. And it just... Brandon Whedon demanded out. Like he would just get cut anyway, but he wants to expedite the process because they're so ridiculous.
You know, they're going to keep him there just to punish him because, who's going to want him? Is he requesting a trade or just to be cut?
He'd be the Vikings' best quarterback.
He just said he wants out. That's all he said.
He would be the Vikings' best quarterback.
He would be their oldest quarterback, too.
They don't even have a quarterback on the roster right now, do they?
Ponder. That's it.
Who was our third string? Keith Bethel McLeod? Is it still him?
Well,
no, they cut him.
Was Freeman.
Okay.
Well, Freeman.
I thought Ponder's gone.
He's still on the roster.
This is his final year in his rookie contract. He's the only one.
A report came out 2 days ago that Norv Turner's going to give him a chance to start.
Shut the fuck up. You're lying.
No, I heard that too.
I don't know if it's true, but it came out.
He says he sees potential in Ponder to be a good quarterback.
They'll still draft.
Fire him.
They'll still draft.
Fire him.
He's starting to draft a quarterback. It just might not be the first round, which is
I think
okay.
All he's doing is trying to, like, I don't know.
Light a fire under him.
I wouldn't say light a fire. Just trying to, you know. I don't know.
That actually
trying to polish
actually
a turd
me quite a bit.
He's trying to polish a turd is all he's fucking doing because they have no other option at quarterback.
I said that depresses me that you told me that.
Well, I kind of don't want to draft a quarterback in the first round now anyway. They won't get Manziel or Bridgewater, so they might as well take.
If they don't get one of those two, I'd say they should wait.
I really want Khalil Mack all of a sudden. I think in Mike Zimmer's hybrid defense, he's going to be a fucking spaz.
I don't hate that. If you're not going to get one of those two quarterbacks, you got to draft defense. And then you can look at a quarterback in that second round or take my boy Rashid Hageman.
He won't be there in the second round.
I think he will. You might have to trade up to the one of the first two picks if you want him, but
I doubt it.
It all depends. I mean, everything, people slide.
Plus, he's a three technique, and we have a three technique, Sharif Floyd, so that won't happen.
Fuck, get rid of T-Rex, dude. Hageman is...
He just drafted him.
The old regime did.
It's the same people.
What do you mean?
Spielman's still there.
Spielman, but different coach.
Well, Spielman's
different
one that, Spielman's
defensive
one that
coordinator.
We need to find some use for him. Move on.
Hold on.
T-Wolves? How fucking bad are they to this year?
Class.
Well, they have two of the top three players in the NBA, according to Notch, and Kevin Martin and Kevin Love, so...
Yeah. They're pretty fucking pathetic, though.
Are they bad?
What do they need to do? They need to not trade D-Will. That'd be a start.
Well, that wasn't too bad.
Well, they
yes,
traded
it was.
Him for nothing!
Pac-12 is... He sits on the bench and does nothing. You might as well have
D-Will
sitting
on... That's what he did.
You might as well have D-Will sit on the bench.
Just play Shabazz, obviously. All the time.
Guy's a beast.
He's not going to. He is a beast. They don't fucking play him, though, man.
He is lefty, so...
So what else do they need to do? Obviously, they need to kill... Not cut. They need to kill Gay Barea. Yes?
Yeah.
He's really fucking bad.
What they need to do is they need to fucking... Since Irving is being a pouty little bitch in Cleveland, trade Rubio and whatever the fuck else Cleveland wants for Irving.
So
okay, so who would you put with Rubio? They don't really have anyone other than Peck and Love.
Picks, I guess?
Well,
it's supposed to be the deepest
draft. It depends
draft
on what
forever. So
how high they Cleveland values Rubio? They like him.
I don't even think Rubio is the problem with that with the T-Wolves at all.
I mean, I'm not even saying that he's the worst. I'm just saying
like he's been playing really well lately. But yeah, I get that. And then what else?
Well, stop only having white players.
You don't like Chase?
Get a black wing, Jesus Christ!
You don't like Chase?
No, I don't like Chase Buttinger.
They got Brewer and Cunningham.
Cunningham's not a wing.
And he's terrible.
And Brewer's bad. He's somehow better than I expected, though.
Yeah, he is a lot better than he was when in his first stint. That it?
Yep.
Kill J.J. Barea.
Murder J.J. Barea?
Yes.
Get rid of Alex Schmid.
He is fucking worthless. He needs to eat a fucking sandwich, gain about 30 pounds of muscle, and then maybe he'll do something.
He was decent last year, though.
No.
Yeah, he was.
No. Two games.
I thought he was decent.
Two games. Moving on.
Yep.
Yahoo Answers.
Yep.
Ready? This is for Cole S.
Well, great. Let's talk about some pro wrestling.
Asked by Debbie Cat. Okay, I didn't read this question before I put it in there. I just thought it was pro wrestling. So the question is, and then she'll expand upon it. The question is, where does The Undertaker live?
Death Valley.
Her reasoning or expanding on it was, I only want an answer from the man himself, but it's for my science project in 8th grade science class with Mr. Antoine.
Well,
I am a huge fan of The Undertaker and hope to be his partner when I grow up. I look up to him. He's my favorite wrestler.
What?
I should have read that before put it in here. Science project?
Well, the bad news is, kid, by the time you're old enough to wrestle, The Undertaker will either be retired or dead. So maybe your science project can be doing his autopsy.
There you go. Next. All right, Gabe's can help this person out. Asked by Cheekster, how to be safe while walking by myself. I live in a small town inside city limits in a subdivision. It's beginning to get warmer here, and I'd like to walk. There are sidewalks on both sides of the road for about a mile and a half. I'd like to walk it every day, but there are some areas where there are no houses and blind curves, and I'd like to be safe. I'm a 20-year-old female. I would open carry. It is legal in my state, but I'd rather not while power walking. I wouldn't mind to get a concealed carry gun when I turn 21 and carry concealed, but until November, that isn't an option. Any other suggestions for this 20-year-old female who wants to walk safely.
Well, I don't understand if you're walking, like, you can't carry some mace or something with you.
So that's your suggestion.
I would start with mace. Otherwise, have your keys in your pocket. You can always put your keys between your fingers. So when you punch, I mean, otherwise just grow your fingernails.
Stop taking advice from the hands of hope, lady.
You just need to do...
Come on.
This girl is having problems walking. I'm just trying to give her ideas.
No, she's worried about her safety whilst walking.
I would say get a rape whistle. And if that does not make the guy run away from you, play dead. And hope that he doesn't take advantage
of
your corpse.
There's no houses or anything there. What good is a rape whistle going to do?
That'll scare him.
If you were about to rape a chick and she started blowing a whistle, would you still be going after her?
I don't know how to answer that question. Don't accuse me of being a rapist, I guess. Or get a thing at Snap, run there, or go to the YMCA or to a park where it's lit up and there's people.
All right, next question, asked by Jocelyn. Should I join a softball league with no experience?
No.
Do you want me to expand upon this?
No, just don't. You're going to be that person that everybody hates because they're going to have to put you in left field or on the bench, and then you're going to get pissed off because you don't play.
If you're a lesbian, join. If you're straight, stick to what you're doing now.
What? Expand, I guess.
I don't think I need to. I think those are pretty good answers, don't you think, Colas? What do you think? Good?
I'm kind of curious as to what the rest of it said, but...
It's just like... Okay, fucking fine, I'll tell you guys. So I want to play softball, I'm 16, I want to try it out, I was going to play my freshman year, but an accident happened, so I missed tryouts. And now I'm on independent studies, and I'm at home a lot, and I've been thinking about joining my city's league, and I really want to, but like, I've never played, I don't know what I need, so should I play?
Well, first off, you're 16, go be a scrub on JV, get a little experience... I mean, don't just go start playing with people that actually want to go there, have a competitive game, and you're the dreadful person that has to fill out the team and has to get in it bad. Don't be that person.
What you have to do is exude confidence. You need to march right onto the field to the coach, tell him to give you the damn ball, and tell him you'll strike out 27 batters in a row.
So when she can't hit the catcher, what are we looking at then?
Don't you worry about that.
We'll cross that bridge when we get ready?
Yeah.
Final question.
Okay.
Asked by Ramurus.
Ramurus.
Or Ramurus. Justin Bieber versus Blake Griffin. Who would win in a street fight?
I guess it depends on if Justin Bieber's bodyguards were with him. I mean, Blake Griffin is pretty pathetic, but I think he could probably take Bieber and one of them.
I'm thinking it's not even close. I'm sure the...
But then again, Bieber is always fucking on crack, so those people are crazy. He might fucking stab him or something.
With bodyguards, you're taking Bieber, though?
With bodyguards, yes. Or with him cracked out and has a knife.
And has a knife?
I guess they did say street fight. Yeah. I mean, you don't know what you have with.
He's probably got a 9, too, you know?
Probably.
Blake Griffin's not going to be ready for this shit.
No.
I mean, he's probably walking out of the store and...
He's probably wearing his jumpsuit he wears in those fucking Toyota commercials or whatever the hell he has.
And then Justin Bieber just walks out of fucking Taco Bell.
What is Ramirez smoking to come up with this question?
The good stuff, man. The good stuff. All right. Cole S., you want to tell them how the listeners can reach us?
Like us on Facebook... Follow us on Twitter, buy the merchandise at Amazon.com, and add Tay on Snapchat at Pimp Daddy Dollars.
And that's with an E-Z at the end, because that's how I finish, easy.
You can't take that out.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. He just said himself easy. Ladies.
No, that's just how I finish, man. Oh.
That's what I mean. That's what is that?
All right, wait, did you say check us out on Podomatic?
No, because I don't know the correct...
We're on Podomatic. Just go fucking search us.
You'll find us.
Okay, would you rather? Gabe, do you have any?
Let's go with your two, and if I come up with something, we'll roll with it.
You want to go first or second? This is my bad set right here.
Okay, I'll go.
We'll go every other.
Okay. Would you rather have to go to North Korea to negotiate peace between America and North Korea with Dennis Rodman?
So this is going well to start with.
Okay. I mean, Dennis Rodman always goes over there. So
yep.
This one conversation is what you two have to work together.
Or
North Korea is nuking us.
Okay.
Or be a professional surfer that gets attacked by a shark.
What's the severity of this attack?
Puncture wounds. No lost limbs.
So, can I ask? I'm either saving the world or I die by getting nuked.
Right. And you fucking are the guy that's known throughout the rest of the time.
Well, there's probably not going to be much time if they're America, nuking us.
There's other countries.
Yeah, but you know they're not sending just one nuke over here. They're going to send a...
Yeah, to America. England is going to have history.
So I'm going to be that guy.
Yeah.
But Dennis Rodman is going to be forgotten about.
Both of you are going to be remembered.
Otherwise get eaten by a shark or just bitten?
No, you're getting bitten. Like, you're having multiple puncture wounds like on your arms and legs. It's not like a great white shark. It's like a 6-foot tiger shark.
I think I could take a 6-foot tiger shark. I automatically get bit or do I get to fight this thing?
You're going to get bit at least once.
So if you take the tiger, does everyone get nuked? Or is that not how this question is working?
No, I'm either choosing one or the other.
You're choosing one or the other.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to save humanity.
You're either taking a chance that you're fucking the person that destroyed America... Or you're going to take a shark.
Will I be known as the guy that took a shark?
So if I go over there and fail, I can fail? If I go over there?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I'm going to take the shark.
Shark bite. Will I be known as the guy that saved America?
If you saved it.
But no. Being that I took a shark bite.
That has nothing to do with it. No.
So it's one or the other completely.
This is completely separate. Yeah.
But, I mean, that'd be pretty badass. You take a shark bite, save America, and now I'm King Tut.
I don't understand how that could possibly happen, but...
I wasn't even listening right there, so I don't know what he just said. So you're going to have to help me out here. I'm taking the tiger shark.
The tiger shark, too.
What are you doing?
Can I fight it off?
You're still getting puncture wounds, is the bottom line.
You're still getting bit. Fuck. No, I'm chancing it. I'm thinking me and Rodman, me and this fucking...
You think you and Dennis Rodman can convince this Kim Jong-il, the second or third, whatever, not to do...
Well, Dennis Rodman and him are already bros. So we got that going for us, so I'm chancing it.
What?
You're just gonna wing it and go with that.
Like if America gets nuked, I'll just off myself. And then
if America gets nuked, that means you failed, and you're definitely just getting capped right there. Then
you're probably
there
on.
Oh, there you go. That's true.
I'm taking the tiger shark. I mean, couple stitches.
Okay, so best case scenario with the scenario you're taking, what happens? You stop him, and then what? You come back to the States. You're a hero, or what's going on?
Yep.
Because right now
I'm the guy that prevented war between North Korea and the United States.
Because to basically recap, you're either the guy that fails and gets killed, or the guy that just gets
attacked by a shark.
A 6-foot tiger shark.
Well, fine, we're fine. Great white now.
Oh, now I'm dead. Either way, I'm dead.
Well,
James, it doesn't matter what size the fucking shark is. The end of the story here is that you have puncture wounds. That's what happens.
But when
you don't die. You can't die in the target tiger shark great white scenario.
I'm saying that you're either going to get just bit or you're going to... More than likely, you're failing. You're going over there with Dennis Rodman. But you're going to fail. That's almost a surefire. So I'm taking the tiger shark.
So he's taking fame and popularity. We're taking just random people who got bit by a shark.
He's going to fail. He's taking a bullet.
You don't know that.
All right. Well, to make it a little bit more interesting...
We're taking the safe option.
Because you're taking the puncture wounds like it's nothing. So I'm going to say lose a hand. Shark bites your hand off.
Which hand? Is it my dominant hand? Because I don't...
Yeah, it's your dominant hand.
There's a chance that I lose my hand?
No, you're losing your hand.
Sure.
Okay. He bites your hand off.
Okay. Then do I also still have the puncture wounds, or is it just the handgun?
Just the hand, I guess.
Okay.
If it's my left hand...
It's your right hand.
Fuck. That means no more throwing footballs, man.
That means no more anything. There's just so many things you can't do.
No more angry masturbation.
Well, no, I mean, you're going to have to learn to use this left hand. And I'm gank with my left hand. Like, feeding myself would be a struggle. I mean...
Well, I know how bad it sucked.
So you're placing a couple puncture wounds versus...
I'll take the puncture wounds over losing the hand.
Right, but you're saying... But the difference between a puncture wounds and the hand and the whole saving America or destroying America...
you're basically choosing the safe option is you lose a hand. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you can go all or nothing, which, you know, fame, popularity, if you succeed. I think I might switch. I think I might switch. Because Cole S. kind of convinced me with Robin and that one dude, they're bros. So
he has defended them a lot, so I'm sure that there's some good feelings there. I might switch myself, too.
All right.
I think you've done it, Cole. You switched.
You convinced us, man.
You did a good job.
Plus, not having a hand would suck. All right, I am going to go. This one's pretty bad, but I'll say it anyway. Would you rather live an extravagant lifestyle as a multimillionaire for 10 years, then die, or just live your normal life?
For
however long you live. Then you just, the death after 10 years is just like, just you go black. You don't know when it's going to happen.
So basically you just die in your sleep.
Sure.
Okay.
My question is, can I run out of money in these 10 years?
You cannot.
I'm taking the money.
I take that back. Say like $75 million. So technically you could run out, but I mean.
And I know after 10 years I die?
Yes. There's a specific day. Just not a time during that day, so you just die sometime.
Will I have a happy life living my normal life? Or is it going to be like this, doing pods?
That's what you're doing right now. It's this. It's
pretty much just this.
I'm taking the money.
There's definitely way better deals.
Really? Yeah. I'm taking like the extra 30, 40 years.
What are you going to do in that time?
Just hang out, man.
Wishing that as Cole and I are off spending millions.
Yeah, and then when you're dead at age, 36? 35?
I'm taking it.
Okay. For sure. I expected you to take it. I did not expect him to take it.
I'm actually going to change. I want that 30 to 40 years.
Well, you have to keep yourself healthy so you can live that long.
You're in like, what's the best case scenario? You make fucking $40,000 a year. You marry some fatty. I'm going to be out banging models every night for the next 10
years is a decent amount of time. I will say that.
But you know you're going
to
die.
I first had it five years, and then I switched it to 10.
Five, I probably would have said no to.
Okay.
Yeah.
10, I'm in.
20, it's a no-brainer.
20 is a no-brainer for sure.
20 is a no-brainer. Yeah. 10, you're sitting there like...
I would probably do 15 as
you're
well.
You're kind of young. I mean, I'll be 36, you know.
I'll do 15, though.
15 you do?
Yep.
Gabe, me and you, I mean, the shape we're in, we're probably dead by the time we're 50 anyway, so we're only losing another 15 years.
14.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you're 25.
Right.
So...
I'm taking the money.
I don't know.
If it was 15 years, I'd probably do it. 10, that's a little...
But just so we're clear, if we all three had to pick at the same time, I would use my money to hire a hitman to kill both of you.
Come on!
If you didn't pick the money!
Because you want to hang out with us, or what?
Yeah, because I need my bros in the afterlife.
Come on!
So you're just going to kill us off because you're dying? That ain't part of the question. That's bullshit.
No,
You just can't say that part of that is killing us off.
How about this? Why wouldn't you wait until that last day you had alive and then kill us? We would have to watch you. Oh, that's what you were saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just going to instantly kill you.
Right, okay.
I kind of understood it as instantly.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Okay.
All right. Next.
Yep. Is it me again?
Yep. Dude, we could do an entire fucking show with just this.
Would you rather be known for the rest of your life as a professional male cheerleader, okay, but you never get to sleep with any of the cheerleaders?
Oh, this bullshit.
And you're not gay, but you're flaming. Like, you have to act fucking super, super into this shit. Okay. Waving pom-poms, everything.
Okay.
Or be the guy in UFC fights that has to go and wipe the sweat off of the fighters in between rounds.
Just on the face?
Everywhere, their whole body, backs, stomachs. Not like they're junk or anything.
No, no. Question. Do you get to do it to like chicks like Sable and the hot girls too?
I said UFC. There's no hot UFC. Girls in UFC.
There's not some bad ones. There's some cuties.
Well, sure then.
Okay, keep going.
But I mean, you're getting this sweat is going through the towel. You're basically, you're getting sweat on you. Other people sweat all the fucking time. Like, that's your job. You're just getting drenched in
sweat. How much
should
I get paid?
Probably like minimum wage.
I have to do this?
You're getting paid the same between male cheerleading and the sweat.
Oh.
For how long?
That's just your job?
Just a profession. These are two terrible professions. Where did I fuck up in life?
And I have to do minimum wage my whole life?
Like, there's no chance.
It doesn't have to be minimum wage. You can pick a number, but either way, it's the same amount of money.
Oh. Okay.
Well, then if, say, we're getting rich off this, then...
It's not about the money. It's about the options, the sweat, or the fucking...
What sport am I cheerleading for?
No, like, you're like the cheerleading competitions. You're going to those.
So you're not even getting into, like, basketball or football
yet?
I'm gonna go with the sweat, and here's why. There's probably a lot of preparation for those cheerleading shits, so I'm not gonna fucking do that. And I don't want to act flaming either, so...
I agree. That's
exactly. I'm going sweat.
But I can argue the one thing is, you know, they have to hold the girls up. You are grabbing a lot of ass.
Okay.
I specifically said you don't get to do that, though.
No. You said you can't sleep with them or anything. You have to hold them up for that thing.
You could hold them up by that lower thigh, though.
You're taking all the fun out of that. What's the sweat, then? I mean, it's clear. At least then you're getting into big fights. I mean.
Oh, okay. How about this, though? For the sweat thing, this isn't just for the main fights. It's also for, like, practicing and shit.
Yep.
Okay. So it's an everyday thing.
Yep.
Because my thought process was, how many fights are there? Like, one every 2 weeks or whatever?
Now, you're doing this for fighters. One fighter or every fighter? Like, am I, like...
Well, like, say I'm set to
you're,
one...
You go to an event, and you're the guy that's going to go in there for the whole card.
Am I just, like, set to one venue or whatever?
Right.
Okay. I get it now. I'm still taking sweat.
It's got to be sweat, because the other one's just... You get nothing out of it. You get no... Unless you want to cheer and dance around, I guess... Do you get fame out of it?
You don't have to
put... You can be famous if you want
to
be.
Well, to make this a little bit...
Do you want to be a famous male cheerleader?
Well, name one. Nobody can name one, and I'm sure there's some out there.
Maybe you're the first, man.
It's the sweat.
I'm saying sweat.
They're both dreadful picks.
They're both really bad, but that's good.
It was good, but... God.
All right. Ready?
Yep.
Would you rather choose to go without sex or masturbation until you're 50 years old, and when you hit 50, you spend the rest of your life with a model, like her in her prime?
Like a Kate Upton?
Sure.
Okay.
Or stick with your current life.
Question. Does everything still work at 50, or do you need the little blue pill?
You just assume it does, I guess. You don't... There's no way to know, yes or no, but...
I mean, if you were taking away sex, I'd easily go with the model. But if you take away masturbation, too...
That's 50 years. That's
how long do I get to live after 50?
That's up to you.
So it's about, like, my current life?
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to stick with my current life because I'm not living to be 55.
Well, unless you work to change it, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Okay. Is it just one model, or can I have, like,
just one. Just Kate Upton.
That'd be enough.
God, you threw Kate Upton in the mix, dude. I was going to say just stick with current life, but God, you just name dropped that, man.
Kate Upton. But that's a long time. That's a
long time, man. That's fucking 25 years for me.
Fuck. I mean, it would get so tough. Like, you're 49. I think
after like eight years or something, you're like, you just check out, man. You're just like,
yeah. I'm back to regular life. But could you imagine?
No. I'm saying like, nothing's going to interest you. Like, you're just going to be like, well, like, the first few years are going to be like, oh my God, there's so many hot chicks here. I just want to fucking blow my load. But after like 8 years,
you don't think it's going to continually get worse?
After 8 years, you're just going to be like, eh, whatever.
But you're reaching to a certain point. Now you're getting closer to Kate Upton, and you know this is coming. Could you imagine, like, the last 2 years? It's going to be like...
Yeah, I get that.
Oh my God, you're going to be off the... Insane.
Assuming you live to be 70 minimum.
So it's 20
years. Does that
change
your equation? Or your decision?
Can I get to bang this model whenever I want?
Yes. You're like, basically like, you're just...
Like, she's there as a sex slave. I summon her and she's naked.
Yeah.
All right, much. I'll do that then. If I got 20 guaranteed years,
But to do this, you realize you're going for 20 years.
I'm
going to
be Chucky
so hard.
I'm going to be Chucky off of Sons of Anarchy. I'm going to have somebody cut my hands off.
That screws you. You have no hands for Kate Upton. You're going to be sitting there touching her boobs with nubs.
You just
screwed yourself.
Motorboat, dude. I got my mouth.
Yeah.
After like 6 months, I would not be able to not master.
Have you seen Kate Upton? I'm gonna want to use these.
I'm telling you, it's the only way I could make it.
God,
that 20 years is gonna. I mean, 20 years.
I'm taking current life. I have to.
I don't think you could do it, honestly. To wait till you're 50.
That's why I'm saying, cut your fucking hands off, bro. All
right.
Plus, I get like 500.
I'm gonna have to
take Kate Upton. Who you taking, man?
Well,
what are you taking?
Here's the thing.
He's thinking masturbation.
No, I'm going to probably take the kid up, but it's going to be... I'm not... I'm going to keep my hands. I mean, if I'm going to go through the 20 years, I'm going to be feeling...
So basically the first 25 years, I'm like marching these chicks by you guys.
Are you guys gonna...
But then, when you hit 50, I have some old bagel on my side. You guys will have Kate Upton, I'll be like, shit.
You got some Walmart bitch, you know, like... Yeah. And we're like, oh... Am I going to have to deal with you guys, like, rubbing this in my face?
Well, I'm with you, so not me, but him, yes.
So you're with me?
Yeah.
But no hands. You're saying...
I couldn't make it to 50 without disabling. I at least have to break my fingers or something.
Well, you know, you could put like mitts on, like oven mitts, like big clubs. So
yeah, but I would be too inclined to just take them off.
No, they're but locked on. Say if they're locked on, that the only way they come off is they like pop off when you're 50. You turn 50, they're off.
Yeah, if there's magic handcuffs, yeah, I guess I'd do that.
I'm just saying, like, there's so many better options. Like, go fuck yourself when you get. I'm doing Kate Upton, man. I'm so. Oh, shit. But it's Kate Upton easy. I mean, it's going to be tough.
It would be tough, man.
Especially when you get to, like, year 48, 49. That last week before you turn 50, though.
What would you do if last week you're just like, can't handle it, have to jerk off?
And everything's gone?
And everything's gone.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I would check myself into it. There's no way I'm giving that up.
You'd have yourself put into an induced coma.
But do I make sure... Am I guaranteed to live to enjoy this? Like, I'm not dying.
You're guaranteed to be 70. You get 20 years.
Guaranteed to be 70.
Then, yeah, I'm doing the Kate Upton. There's no doubt. I want a girl that's Kate Upton's age.
But the thing is, like, during all this, you know you have the option to opt out.
Yeah, but what if you're, like, 10, 15 years into it, and you're like... Well, I'm abstinent, and I haven't touched the little guy since, you know, 15 years.
Yeah.
You're definitely going to stick it out to get it in. I'm caving. I don't know why. I'm just saying.
I'm normal life, man. You guys are ballsy. You guys are ballsy.
But it's worth it. You know you're getting it.
Yeah.
You're getting a bagel and a Walmart chick.
Yep.
I'm definitely taking Kate Upton, man. That's fall.